AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not a good day for job security for on-air hosts on cable news channels. On Fox, Tucker Carlson is out. No reason was given. The announcement comes less than a week after Fox settled a lawsuit with Dominion Voting over its 2020 election reporting. Robert Thompson is pop culture professor at Syracuse University.
Tucker Carlson, of course, was Fox's biggest performer. That and The Five were their biggest numbers, 3 million viewers per night, biggest in cable news, some nights biggest in cable, period.
Over at CNN, Don Lemon says he was fired. CNN says the two sides parted ways. No reason was given. 2 months ago, Lemon apologized for saying 51-year-old Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley was not in her prime, a woman he said was considered in her prime in her 20s, 30s, or maybe her 40s. Foreign governments are scrambling to get their diplomats and other citizens safely out of Sudan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he doesn't know how many Americans are there, but most, he says, have built their lives in Sudan and want to stay.
We do know, of course, the number of Americans who have registered with us and with whom we're in very active touch, communication. And of those, I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
Two explosions at a counterterrorism police facility in northwest Pakistan killed at least seven people. Police and witnesses say a mob in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, beat and burned 13 suspected gang members to death with gasoline-soaked tires after pulling the men from police custody at a traffic stop. Kathy Funk, a local official in Michigan, accused of breaking a seal on a ballot box in her own election to ensure that votes couldn't be recounted, was sentenced to 6 months of house arrest. This is AP News. Another retail chain, Bed Bath & Beyond, is going out of business.
The retailer, which has 360 stores as well as 120 Bye Bye Baby stores, anticipates closing by June 30th. According to the bankruptcy filing, the company employed 14,000 workers. Bed Bath & Beyond also said it expects to process returns and exchanges until May 24th for items purchased prior to Sunday. Gift cards, gift certificates, and loyalty certificates will be accepted through May 8th, but those coupons the retailer is known for no longer valid after this Wednesday. The wedding and baby registry are safe and will eventually change platforms according to the company. Julie Walker, New York.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he feels sorry for fans in Oakland about the Athletics' plans to relocate to Las Vegas, but believes the last-place A's can field a more competitive team in Nevada. Ed Donahue, AP News.